listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hey, yo, swing, swing, swing. To chop, chop, chop. Yo, that's the sound when MCs get mopped. Don't come around town with your hip and your hop. Because when the shit hits the fan, that ass will get dropped. MCs want to attack me, but the punks can't cope. I have you left without a job. Like Isaac from the Love Boat. So money, watch your back, or I'll have to bust you. Battling MCs from JFK to Russia. Back down to London, Sweden and Brazil. Do a US tour for 3 months, and then I chill. Styles be fat like Jackie Gleason. The rest be Art Carney. People love to fight like kids love Barney. I love you, you love me. Cause Shorty Fife Dog is your favorite MC. So move back yourself, Dredge. You know your element. The tribe is good for your health like a can of nutriment. MCs don't have no wins. MCs don't have no wins. Shit, I flip you crazy than a busload full of Jerry kids. Your crew don't want it and your crew don't want it. But if you feel that you can swing it, the money please bring it. Large Professor in the house. You know how we do. I stay on your crew like Mario Lemieux. Peace to Ike Love and the rest of the crew. I'll meet you guys in front of the cleaners. Bring the blunts and the brew. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host Rod Ed.
Karen.
We are live.
We are.
On a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
To end the week. We did three and then a show of like a repeat kind of thing. But y'all got five shows this week. Mm-hmm. Free people.
You got five shows.
So you can't complain. Okay. It's hot outside. It's the middle of the summer.
It is hot.
Okay, everything is screaming at us to just take breaks, so y'all are welcome.
Ain't it though?
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, just search the Black Guy Who Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews. The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
And the unofficial sport
is bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme. And today's podcast brought to you by Shadow Dog Productions. Check out their YouTube page. YouTube.com Shadow Dog Production without the AS, but I mean, just put in Shadow Dog Productions. Their videos will come up. Their YouTube channel will come up. Like it, subscribe to it. Leave some comments, vote on them, all that stuff. It helps. Share the videos. It helps them out and it helps us out, and they're very interactive, so they notice when people do that stuff, and they love it when y'all do that. So go ahead and do it, please. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How much more can we beg you? Don't forget, feedback shows are on Saturday, so get your feedback in. Okay, leave comments on the website, theblackguywhotips.com. Leave voicemails, as long as they're 2 minutes or less. 704-557-0186. You can email us, theblackguywhotips@gmail.com. You can do stuff like leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. We love those. Okay,
we do.
And our live show is still September 20th, Charlotte, North Carolina, downtown.
We almost there, y'all.
In the luxurious. Okay, we're only like 2 months away.
Yes,
literally, we are like 60 something days away, which means you got another month before the hotel deals expire.
Mm-hmm.
And these are some sweet ass ritzy uptown hotels, y'all could be feeling swanky, taking pictures on balconies and shit. Like, look at me,
be like, I ain't even have to pay full price,
right? But you don't have to tell them that. You tell them that you got flown out by your baller, you know, like Kimber Walker is here, Cam Newton is here, you know, put a airplane in your bio on Instagram, say I'm meeting somebody out here, but don't say who. Everybody just assume you in Charlotte because Cam Newton flew you out, you know, like get in the blogs. This is how Boss covers everything. Okay. So yeah, man, you can get tickets for that, theblackguywhotips.com /live 2018, theblackguywhotips.com/live 2018, or just go to the website. At the top of the page you can click live, the Black Guy Who Tips live show 2018, and boom, it'll take you right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hotel deals on the page, tickets, you can get them on the page, everything. It's a little over halfway sold out. We love to sell it out. If not, we're still gonna rock that bitch. Okay,
what?
And we're coming up with really nice cool things to give away to the crowd, and to make it worth your while for coming out, because we appreciate y'all.
If y'all really seen the amount of time, y'all be like, damn niggas, damn, y'all still talking about it. But we are, because we are so excited.
Yeah, I cannot wait to do this. I'm so excited to meet everybody.
Me too.
And see everybody and to entertain everybody. It's gonna be lit, as the children say. All right, let's start with the show. Boom. That did not.
Oh,
wanna know. And to the question, you have the answer. So tell me what I wanna know. Do you wanna funk? Do you wanna funk? Won't you tell me now? Won't you tell me now? If you wanna funk, let me show you how. Do you wanna funk with me? Do you wanna funk with me?
All right, let's get to this news. A federal judge rules that adoption agency can't ban gays and lesbians.
Good.
Right?
Because you have all these children out here that want families. Like, they want families. And you have people that want the children. When you reduce the pool, that means you reduce the amount of children that can actually get placed in families. And we've covered it. Statistics show that people that are of the LGBTQ group, they actually pick up children that other people don't want. They a lot of times they go for the older children. Most straight people want babies. A lot of times they go for children that have disabilities and things like that, that other people, particularly straight people, like, I don't want them problems.
Well, yeah, I mean, they are more likely to pick black and brown children, marginalized children, children that are LGBTQ, stuff like that. But also, just let's say they only walked in and said, I just only want, you know, whatever people deem to be the most, like, you know, the babies that people take the most. It's about the right to be able to adopt, period.
Correct.
So even beyond that, like, you're hurting the kids, but then you're also hurting them
because they want to. You know how many people have
as
kids?
Families.
Yeah, people have kids all the time and they don't want them. These people actually want children.
Right. So yeah, it's such a stupid thing, and it's all in the name of religious freedom.
Yeah, because
go ahead.
I said, because a lot of these people that are against this, I don't see your house full of adopted children.
Even if you did, you don't have enough. There's still children in these homes.
Right.
Even if you adopted 12 children, it doesn't give you the right to tell somebody they can't adopt a child because they are gay. That's bullshit. Anyway, Catholic Social Services and Bethany Christian Services, two adoption and foster agencies in Philadelphia, were caught earlier this year refusing to replace children with same-sex parents. The city suspended their contracts until they agreed to comply with the city's non-discrimination ordinance. Bethany agreed to comply, but CSS filed a lawsuit saying that it should get a religious exemption to the city's anti-discrimination law. CSS admitted to discriminating against same-sex couples. It said that it does not certify same-sex couples as foster parents, even if they are qualified under state law. So now they can just reject the law because, hey, I'm a Christian. It also, the religious freedom argument is so ridiculous to me, because this is the same country that is paranoid of Sharia law. And if somebody said, I'm a Muslim, I went to a restaurant, I found out they serve pork, I want the restaurant shut down, we would be like, don't order the pork. Right? Like, it's not illegal for people to eat pork. It's against your religion. Too fucking bad. Just don't get you a pork sandwich next time you walk up in there. And everybody would go, yeah, dummy, you can't do that, and move the fuck on. Christianity is the only religion in America where we really be like, yeah, well, fuck the laws. Your right to oppress people is more important than the law. And they really will go to court over and over. How many times have we covered the same fucking story in different states? Over and over again, with just motherfuckers being like, nah, we want to be bigots. And we want to say it's our God-given right to be bigots. You know, and to keep in mind, the same passages were used to keep interracial marriages out. It was used to keep black people as slaves and in subservience. It was used to justify segregation. Like, it's such hypocritical bullshit, man. I hate these motherfuckers. Anyway, but yeah, so in the court, the CSS said that foster parents must present to them a clergy letter from a religious minister, but that member of the clergy could be from any denomination. He said that it was an absolute condition for foster parents to be religious in order to be certified by their agency. You shouldn't get out of the business then.
Right, and what kills me when you're talking about the religious bigotry, whenever you're doing something for the general public, the general public includes everybody. If your job is to interact or your services is providing something for the general public, you should not be able to discriminate. I don't give a fuck about your goddamn religion.
Also, they work with single parents. So it's literally, even though there's statistical data that says, look, going into a two-parent home for a child who's adopted gives them a better success rate. You go, if they're two gay parents, hell no. A single person that may or may not be straight, for the record, you don't really know.
Mm-mm.
Shit, you don't know when it's two same-sex couples, different sex couples if they're both straight.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, it's funny how they, it's just some wild shit. The U.S. District Judge Patrice Tucker rejected CSS's arguments. She ruled that CSS's contract with the city to provide services in exchange for money makes it a public accommodation. See, that's the part they don't talk about when they talk about religious freedom and shit. All these places that aren't private businesses and some that are still use government subsidies. Things like taking care of children and foster kids and stuff, you actually get money from the government to do that, even if you're a private organization that's going, we're religious. You're taking the public's money. You got to use the public's rules. The public has decided you cannot discriminate against LGBTQ people in these situations, and you can't just go, well, I'm gonna take y'all's money from the public, but fuck y'all's laws. That's right. Not how this works.
Right. You think all the money is straight money you getting?
Right. Not everybody that fucking lives under our government is a Christian.
Mm-mm.
Not everybody agrees that Christians should have to fucking run to the roost and do whatever they want as long as they can find a Bible package. Not everyone believes in this shit. So you have to govern to that effect that not everyone is under the same shit. Moreover, the contract itself includes a non-discrimination clause, which means CSS violated both the city law and its own contract. The judge rejected CSS's claims that it's being forced to violate religious principles. The service contract does not require CSS to express religious approval or disapproval of persons seeking out its services. Here's the thing. I wonder when this started. Because you know this is not something new.
Mm-mm.
But this religious freedom argument, I wonder how much of this was sparked by Trump and the Republican resurgence of the last 6 to 8 years at this point. I wonder how much of it was them being like, let's take it to court.
Yes, yes, yes. And in my opinion, I personally think a lot of it started under Obama because it was like that nigger, and he's allowing people to just run free, and he's allowing people to love each other, and it just made them enraged and made them mad. And a lot of these take this shit to trial, bitch, started underneath Obama.
And they will be, of course, appealing this, hoping to bring it more and more further up to court.
Yeah, because they know
to get to the Supreme Court.
Right, because the further and further you take it up to court, the most likely you're going to have less and less quote-unquote liberal people, the people that's going to be like, nah, dog.
Democratic lawmakers propose to ban the gay and trans panic legal defense. Yes. Yes, yes, fucking yes. This should not be allowed in any courtroom.
No.
It's the most ridiculous thing we have on the books. The fact that it only applies to men, straight men who typically have done something very violent to someone who is LGBTQ.
Right.
It's honestly the most homophobic shit we probably have on the books. Like, beyond like sodomy and buggery and shit. This is literally, you can take somebody's life and be like, I was scared. What were you scared of? Well, he was gay and he hit on me, so I felt like I could kill him. What?
Right.
Man. And you know it's bullshit because there's no such thing as straight panic. Like, if anyone has something to be worried about from a woman with a strange man approaching her, talking about some, hey, da 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 da, you know, street harassing or something, and then when she rejects him, he goes, no, bitch, you gonna, if she turned around and shot him in his motherfucking head.
Come on!
And then went to court and said it was straight panic, people would laugh at her, be like, what? You can't use that as a defense? Just walk away. Just say no. We would say every excuse in the book to a woman with who has legitimate statistical precedents to feel endangered, and we would still say that's ridiculous. A straight man says that shit and we're like, yeah, maybe you had to kill this trans woman because you were so shocked that they were a trans woman. You killed her. So I mean, we can't give you a full murder conviction. I mean, that's like saying that their life is worth as much as your life. I mean, that's ridiculous.
And what kills me about the whole thing is that I'm pretty sure it's a very, very high percentage of those men that knew these women were trans.
Yeah, it's like domestic violence. Right. Sorry to cut you off. Mm-mm. Sorry. But I want to add on to your point real quick. Mm-hmm. It's like domestic violence. The person who, like, if you kill somebody, they take your word. So some of these people kill somebody and then go, you know, I walked in the room and, you know, I was just so shocked. I blacked out as soon as I found out she was trans. Meanwhile, if the person was alive, they might tell you a completely different story of, yo, he knew he was down. We got to the room and he just freaked the fuck out. I don't know what happened, but the motherfucker started beating on me, tried to kill me. And he knew the whole time. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No problem. A lot of times they knew. A lot of times they slept with this woman in the past. A lot of times it's when friends or family or somebody outside or somebody confronts them. A lot of times that's when it gets quote unquote violent, because all of a sudden my manhood is challenged, you know, and it becomes a how dare you trick me when she looking like, but bitch, you knew what the hell is this?
Right.
And then you wonder why a lot of trans women just don't say anything. Like they just don't say anything.
I don't like, and I'm looking at my other cishet men right now, because many of them are complicit in this attitude, in the culture that makes this okay. It's us that says, even people that are not interested or have never been with a trans person, they take it upon themselves to put the onus on trans people. Like, just tell us, just tell me if something's up. You just need to tell people. You can't be surprised at people. Basically double enforcing the idea that, well, any violence that happens is really your fault.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you need to tell people up front. Well, when trans people tell you, if I tell somebody, they literally can take my life in their hands. Men have attacked trans people for stuff like, there was a thread on Twitter not too long ago where somebody was stabbed at a party. And I'm not even sure this person identifies as trans, but they were female appearing to a straight man who was there. He went up, started dancing on them at the party. And then when the person turned around and said, like, hey, I'm a boy or whatever, the dude stabbed the person. And then because he was embarrassed in front of his friends. And now they lived and they ended up in the hospital and shit. And that's all because of the whole, well, you got to turn around and tell me right away. Well, what's more appropriate than telling you right there on the dance floor, like, hey, calm down. I know you're not meaning to do this. And then you stab me. And still people will find a way that's their fault. Or they'll say that man's not a real man or something like that to make the violence not real. But that stab wound is real. And that man looks the same as you and me. So walking around, how the fuck am I supposed to know that he ain't a real man, but somebody else is? Well, he did real damage and real violence. It's bullshit. So yeah, but men are so insecure that they hop right into their, you got to tell me right up front. Don't be out here making me look stupid. Like, or what? I'm gonna kill you and claim I panicked. It's a stupid ass defense. It should never have been on the books.
Mm-mm.
Edward Markey and Joe Kennedy, both Democrats from Massachusetts, are introducing a gay and trans panic defense prohibition act of 2018 this month, proposing to end gay and trans panic legal defenses in federal court. The defenses characterize sexual orientation and gender identity as objectively reasonable excuses for loss of self-control and thereby illegitimately mitigate the responsibility of a perpetrator for harm done to the LGBTQ individuals, the bill says. Yeah, it's become rarer, but it still exists. It's only been banned in state courts in California and Illinois. Federal courts, however, still allow defendants to assert the claim. So yeah, it needs to go. So I hope this passes. Who knows with this Congress? this Republican nightmare. Who knows?
Probably never come to the floor to be voted on.
Right, but it's literally just killing people. Let's see what else. A gubernatorial candidate airs the first ever same-sex kiss ad. So that's dope.
Mm-hmm. No, they got a lot of backlash.
Yep. I think this is our state, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Must not be nowhere near here, because I haven't seen no TV.
Well, we don't really watch commercials most of the time.
That is true. So if it came on, I wouldn't see it.
I'll tell you what, our local news is covering it, but we'll see where it's from. One small kiss, one large state for gay, step for gay rights. June is LGBT Pride Month, and the gubernatorial candidate, in Maryland, okay, has released a timely ad. Richard Madalino is the first political candidate to kiss a same-sex spouse in a political spot. The 30-second commercial started airing Thursday in Washington, D.C. area. The LGBTQ Victory Fund applauded it, saying Madalino is boldly stating he's proud of his family and will fight for all Marylanders if elected. He's a Democrat. He also issued a statement saying he is proud to be unflinching and standing up against hate. Dope. Who knows what kind of backlash he's receiving for that shit.
Come on. Anyway, threats.
That's a dope story though. And that's what progress gonna have to look like. Motherfuckers need to get comfortable with that. Like, all this, you throwing it down my throat. What are the kids gonna, man, fuck them kids, dog. You need to
the
grow
kids
up.
Are probably more educated about it than you are and more open to receive it than you'll ever be.
You need to grow up. An openly lesbian Batwoman is getting her own series at the CW.
Hmm.
So the Arrowverse, even though they keep claiming they got the max for stories,
right,
has decided to add a Batwoman TV show. It's slated to debut in CW on the CW this upcoming season during the network's annual Arrowverse crossover in December. The actress cast as Batwoman in the crossover will also star in Batwoman, according to TV Line. The CW is looking to cast a lesbian actress for the role. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see, but they don't want to do 5 days a week. Okay, now. Okay. All
right. They already got five shows.
Yeah, don't be doing this bullshit where, you know, I'm not even going to go into that. Yeah, go ahead.
If Batwoman is picked up by the CW, it'll mark the first superhero live action series with an LGBTQ lead. Although Arrowverse has several LGBTQ characters across many of its shows, that has yet to extend the lead characters. Freedom Fighters The Ray is an animated series on CWC that featured a gay lead, while John Constantine, who has his own short-lived series on NBC before crossing over to the Arrowverse, had his sexuality omitted from his on-screen portrayals until his guest did on Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes, and he plays the hell out of that role, and I love the fact that he's like that. And there's other characters. The captain from Legends of Tomorrow, Laurel's sister, she's bisexual, and so they're very open.
Sarah Lance,
they're very open with that.
So is Curtis.
Yes, and I actually really like that, because people need to be represented, particularly Curtis, because he's brown, black,
and Supergirl, Kara's sister.
Yes, and
I mean, CW is pretty fucking progressive with these storylines and stuff, and they get full storylines of like love interest and heartbreak and all that stuff. It's not just lip service, but it would still be even Captain Cold, the next version of him from the other era. It would be interesting to see how it works out though, because I hope like, I think a starring role in a live action series is a bit different, but people are more than ready to watch this.
Yes, and when it comes to this, I just hope they do it justice. I hope they do it right. I hope they air it correctly and don't chop and screw it up and all kinds of shit, bounce it around and all types of shit. Like, whatever you do, keep it consistent wherever you place it.
Yeah, it's still the CW,
right?
So that's probably gonna happen anyway, but sometimes in the newer shows, they just show them all at the same time.
Which is what I like. And some of them end up being the better series.
Scarlett Johansson's movie Rub and Tug may be scrapped rather than cast a transgender lead. Well, that's what I was afraid of. And honestly, it's probably better to not do the movie. with the people who were involved in the decision that let her be the lead in the first place.
Correct.
Maybe someone else buys the script, and
because then you're gonna half-ass it.
Yeah, I just don't trust them. Even without her as the lead, you guys still were gonna go with that. And so I'm like, yeah, just, it might even be better for y'all not to do the movie at all.
That's what I was gonna say. It's the best decision, because actually it was picked for her, and they was like, we gonna do this because we trying to get that Oscar, and their thing was like, if I can't do it, shit, can't nobody else do it type of defense.
Yeah, maybe someone can buy the script or something, and you know, if it's a good script, and just have somebody else do it. But I don't trust it.
Mm-mm, me either.
Alright, let's see, we'll do one more. This is from hellogiggles.com. It's called 7 Ways Straight People Can Actually Be Allies to the LGBTQ Community. Let's see if this is good advice or not. Let's find out.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna just skip to the steps.
Yeah.
Number one, check your own insecurity. It can be embarrassing if you slip up, use the wrong pronoun with a gender fluid friend, or someone corrects your understanding of what bisexuality means. But don't get defensive and make it about you, because it's really not. Correct your mistakes and try to think about your own biases and privilege. Our friend Greg Hyde told Hello Giggles, the ally title is your invitation to join our community. Please don't be intimidated by us. And if you are intimidated, don't project that insecurity onto another person's experience. If we choose to come out to you, we're asking you to come with us. We're not asking for judgment, and this process doesn't require your approval. This resilient, vibrant, beautiful community has persisted through a lot, and we're going to continue to do so regardless. So, all right. Yeah, I mean, I definitely could agree, understand that, because I think people do get insecure and make shit about them. It's really the worst when someone has an attack like that, because it always ends up with, I'm the victim, and you guys are just mean gay people, and you're making me feel bad. You know, and because honestly, what's weird is, at least in my experience, the people's heart is in the right place, and they, and you, shit, as black people, or a lot of us that are listeners, you're probably black or brown, women, etc., you know the difference kind of between the people that are like trying and they fuck up and their heart's in the right place, and right, and it's not
end
of the world,
right.
It's not, you know, like we've had those experiences. Most of us have experiences with people where we're like, hey dog, yeah, you don't say it like that, you say it like this or whatever, you know. You have a white friend and you're like, hey, I know we cool, we friends and shit, but don't say the n-word when you rap along with the song in the car with me. And if they cool, it's, oh shit, my bad dog, it'll never happen again, I fucked up, and you move on. If they not cool, it's, well, I just don't understand why you can sing, but I ain't bought the album, and all of a sudden it's about them and less about what makes you comfortable. Anyway, number two, be open to education. This seems like an obvious one, but
you'll be amazed.
And not just education as far as, hey, LGBTQ person, can you come teach me something real quick? No, educating yourself.
Right. It shouldn't be up to the marginalized group to educate you.
All these resources out here on the internet, you can literally Google anything and be like, oh, that's why that's bad, that's why that's good, that's why that's not okay, that's why that is okay. It's so easy. But people will rather be like, I'm gonna just do what the fuck I feel like until I get called on it, and then I'm gonna get a fucking attitude about it.
Right.
Number three, don't ask people to do it for you. Yeah, okay, there you go. That's literally what I was just saying. Like, educate yourself, don't ask people to do it for you. There are some people who volunteer to answer questions and to be a resource. I'm not gonna lie, I always feel uncomfortable with that shit. I have good friends that have hit me up like, hey, if you ever have questions about this, that, or other, man, hit me up, we'll talk about it. And I'll like Google that shit, make sure that I'm like, I'd rather not make you become a teacher in a relationship that should be a friendship.
Correct.
Where I'm trying to be comfortable. Now look, honestly, all relationships are learning.
Mm-hmm.
You're always constantly learning about the other person. There's nothing wrong with learning. But my goal is to make it a comfortable environment for you, rather than to be on some like, hey man, so I had this thought today, can you explain that? You know, cause that shit can be really tiring, really ignorant, And a lot of times questions in themselves can be harmful in ways that when you're a privileged, you don't think about.
Mm-mm.
You know, like it, like for example, when I was talking about Bernie Sanders back in the day, so many white bros and just insecure, like white people hit me up and they would ask the same questions over and over. Now, I'm sure to themselves individually, they were harmless questions. They just wanted to know. They just wanted to see me explain it. To me, this is the 1,000th time someone has asked me this question about him marching with Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
I am now treating this as hostility because I can't help. My experience as a human being is to have been asked this question and then have nobody care about the answer anyway.
Right.
100 times. I don't have it in me. I'm not able to assume good faith. I'm exhausted, and I feel like that can happen with people of various identities when you're asking like, well, how come this, what about that, you know? So you do need to take the initiative to learn on yourself and to not look at and not to simply look at your friends as resources.
Correct.
Number four, you don't get to pick and choose. Being an ally to the LGBTQ community means you got to be an ally to everyone. You don't get to love your lesbian friend, but assume that pansexuality is a made up thing, or that being bi is a stop on the way to gay town, as Carrie Bradshaw put it on Sex and the City. And remember how vital the trans community is to the LGBTQ community. Pride Month, for example, was started by black trans woman named Marsha P. Johnson. Yet in 2018, trans people are often left out of the conversation. Yeah, exactly. You can't come in and be like, I'll respect the ones I'm comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people do that.
Even within the community itself, yes.
Right. Watch your language. Studies have found that using the correct pronoun for a trans person significantly decreases their risk of depression, substance abuse, suicide, and even homelessness. Yeah, I think that's big just because it's the smallest thing you can do.
Correct.
It's not some huge, people act like it's a huge Herculean undertaking. It's really the smallest fucking thing. And I've heard people in their privilege get exasperated about it, like, oh, it's just too hard, I give up, it's just too hard. And it's like, you're the same motherfuckers that know like every member of the Wu-Tang Clan, you know. You're the same motherfuckers that recognize that Hulk refers to himself in the third person when he's Hulk, but Bruce Banner refers to himself in first person like a normal human being. You know, you're just like, y'all, people be the same people that understand the difference between Harvey Dent and Two-Face. And yet somehow the idea of someone saying, yo, my gender is non-conforming, I would prefer to be called they, is like the worst fucking thing in the world. I'm not saying you're gonna get it right every time, and I do understand trepidation of fucking up, because we all fuck up. Right. We all make mistakes. And when you're introduced to a new concept, you are going to make mistakes every single day. Our entire thinking is fucked up because we are taught from the time we were kids that it's just black and white, it's girl or boy, it's very simple. And it would take a reformation of society and the overhaul of thinking in general to make everything so easy. And a lot of things aren't easy, and some concepts are more difficult to master than others, and some, guess what, they're still being figured out. Everyone's evolving, language is changing, it can be a lot. So some people just rather not try than to try and fail sometimes. But I feel like that's the same way people treat racism and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't see color. I'm colorblind. You're like, well, colorblind basically defaults to white supremacy in America.
Yes, it does.
That's where we're at. So it's not equal. It's not even. I don't believe in affirmative action or any action. Well, we need affirmative action, and we don't need white affirmative action. It's not the same. You know, it's that kind of thing where we need, I'd rather people try than not try. And you know, language is a huge one, and you're not gonna get it all right or understand it all, but it's a huge one.
No, and that fear is real, because particularly when you deal with social media and a lot of the pressures on social media, and like when you meet people in their real everyday life, the interaction with people is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But on social media, they act like the fuck up is just the fucking end of the world. Like, oh my God, you fucked up.
You're well,
like,
you know,
yeah, everybody does. Like, and so people see that dragon and all that shit. They go, well, I'm not even going to try.
Well, you want to know what's interesting, Karen? I think that is our insecurity talking as straight people. That's very rare. That thing where somebody fucks up accidentally and people go in on them. That doesn't happen that often. Like, now when people purposely do it and they shake the hornet's nest on purpose, yes, and then they double down and all that shit, then they get drugged.
Correct.
We should not count them among the people of it was a misunderstanding. It wasn't. No. You know, I remember there was a woman on my Facebook page. We're no longer friends on Facebook or whatever, and that's fine. But she was talking about Caitlyn Jenner, and she kept doing he and Bruce and all this shit. And I said, hey, so misgendering her sends a message to other people that are trans that essentially you will misgender them the second that you disagree with them.
Right.
And so the message here is not one of being an ally and inclusion. It's watch your fucking step, trans person, because I don't actually respect your gender, and I can't wait till the second we have a fight to call you out. And she just, in her ignorance, she just simply was like, no, it's not transphobic, and I'm the least transphobic person in the world. And I say, you sound just like a fucking white person who's racist. You like
same your language,
like you're wrong. I was like, you're just simply wrong. I don't care how much you don't like the Kardashians,
right?
This is fucked up. Well, she was just like, well, then I don't care because I'm not gonna change. And I said, well, you don't have to do it on my page and we don't have to be friends. It's like, well, that's fine. I said, well, then we don't be friends. I like, it wasn't some like I'm gonna go find her some shit. I'm still not saying her name on the show, and it's been years. But the point being, she is transphobic. She didn't want to hear that shit, and she made it all about her and how great she is as a person and an ally, while if you're such a great person, take the extra step, insult Caitlyn Jenner as she and her, and still insult her if you really must. Like, call her the bigot that she is, call her the fucking enabler that she is, but you don't have to take that extra step, because what you're telling me is every other trans person on my Facebook page, every other trans person that's your friend that can see those comments, what you are telling them is, if I don't like a trans person, I'm not gonna respect their gender identity.
Correct.
That's fucked up. You know what I mean? That's fucked up. You know, it's like a white person calling somebody a coon. Hey man, you don't get to say that. You don't come from this. It's not your culture. You need to chill the fuck out, because you're gonna end up labeling somebody a coon and you don't have that right. And you're gonna be wrong as fuck, and I'm gonna have to be like, now calm down. You can't be calling Michelle Obama a coon. You know? Like, I'm gonna have to, cause you're gonna get a little too carried away, cause it's not your words, your stuff. But yeah, it's, anyway. But people do that when they don't like stuff, and that is kind of that whole picking and choosing. Mm-hmm. And it's why you have to watch your language, cause it does apply to everybody. Now, the other thing you can do, in a lot of these cases, just say, I am transphobic a bit. I am homophobic a bit.
And that's the thing, you don't want to stand by it.
Like, I'm not saying that makes you right.
Right.
But at least you're being honest. Number six, listen. When you do ask questions or you hear LGBTQ friends and family talking about their experiences, just shut up and really hear what they're saying. Maybe you don't get why people are so riled up about a certain law or practice that doesn't seem like a big deal. Yeah, you gotta listen to folks. I mean, and in today's age, it's the easiest in the world. YouTube pages, Twitter accounts, podcast. Like, literally, you can just hear somebody, medium.com. So many resources of people speaking for themselves for the first time in human existence, where they don't need to go through a printing press or fucking, you know, like some editor has to tell them how, right, to. They can just be like, hey, this is what my life is like as a trans person, and you can be like, oh, okay, so that's why it's important that I use your pronouns, as opposed to just be like, well, if I agree with you, I use it, you know. Oh, okay, so that's why when I was a kid the term transvestite was not bad, but since, you know, about 2012, 2013 or so, it took a turn. And so when you introduce the term transgender, the other one becomes a slur. Right. Okay, I won't be using that word anymore. You know, it's obviously only to point out the use of it, not to mm-hmm. ridicule anybody, but you know, people did the same word with tranny, and how it refers correct. To, like, it's a slur against transgender people at this point. When I was a kid, motherfuckers were saying it, comedy specials, mm-hmm. TV, it wasn't a big deal. According to society at the time, language evolves, language changes, and people out here will tell you actually why they don't like it in their own words without you having to insert your foot in your mouth. It's the most beautiful thing about the internet. Oh, I didn't know that, glad I read that, you know, glad I'll let that go, right? Number seven, speak up and act. So actions always speak louder than words. When you can, as a straight person, you usually can. Correct someone who says something homophobic or intentionally uses an incorrect pronoun. Use your platform and privilege as a straight person to boost LGBTQ voices without asking for a pat on the back for it. You can attend a pride parade or a rally for LGBTQ rights. Donate to organizations that support LGBTQ community. Don't compromise on issues when you have to go to the voting booth. There you go.
Right, and the funny part about that is that, well, it's not really funny. The sad part about that is that when you do, you know what people accuse you of? Being in the group. When you go, no, I'm not part of the group. I stand up because, you know, I love these people. Gay. What? Well, like, well, what even, is this guy doing anything?
Or even worse, faking it. Are you right. Just doing that to get, that's a virtue performance. I'm like, first of all, if the world is full of people virtue signaling, then it would be a better world. I need more people faking having some fucking morality then, if that's the case. But at best, right? And at worst, they really mean it. Okay, what's wrong with that?
Right.
Imagine a world so fucked up that when a straight person seems to give a fuck about an LGBTQ person and vice and all the other types of privilege and marginalized people, we go, you must be faking it. That tells you right there how fucked up the world is, that you think that's an actual defense or an attack on somebody to say, you must be faking caring about trans people. You must be faking caring about women. You must be faking caring about black people. You must be faking caring about immigrants. You must be faking that shit. And you're like, huh. So the world is so fucked up. You're admitting that privilege is so intoxicating. You can't fathom a person genuinely being out of empathy like, yo, I think what people are doing to these other people is fucked up. That's crazy.
Right. And the thing is, they kind of use that as an insult. But, you know, it's one of the things you would go, and if I am so, like.
Right.
You know, and like, you know.
I'm not. But if I was, you mean the world would be a better place? Okay. I'm kind of down with that. Last thing before we move out of this segment.
Okay.
It's not on the docket or whatever. There's no article to refer to. I just want to generally point this out because somebody I respect asked this question on Facebook, and quite honestly, I was kind of taken aback because I thought this was settled science. This is not a I didn't think this is a controversial stance, but if you're intimating that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are in a homosexual relationship, yes, that is homophobic.
Yes, it is.
That's really like homophobia 101. It's not liberal or not. It's not okay, quote unquote. And if you're doing it, then just admit you're being homophobic. I'm not asking. I understand the world. All of us are immature. All of us make some crass jokes at times. Mm-hmm. But what happens is people want to be wrong and right at the same time.
Right.
And you can't on this. You're just wrong, and just accept that you're wrong and you don't give a fuck. But then that would betray your ally card to have to be like, yeah, I said this fucked up thing, but I don't want y'all to think I'm homophobic. First of all, baby, we all homophobic. Everybody. Even LGBTQ people is homophobic because we come from a homophobic society. It's fucked up. It fucks us all up. The same way black people have anti-blackness within us. We fight against it, but all of us got some of it. There's remnants in it. Sometimes the whole world is so fucked up, there's no right or wrong way to pick about it. When I call Ben Carson a coon, that's still anti-black. Don't get me wrong. Don't feel like I don't know what I'm just telling you. I'm comfortable with that anti-blackness. Right? Now that's okay because I'm in the group, so most people by their definition will let me slide on that shit, but a lot of black people don't let me slide on that, and they're like, no, you should never call any black person a coon. I don't feel comfortable with that. And I'm like, well, they should stop doing coon shit. But that's my prerogative, and I'm okay letting someone dislike me because I refuse to stop saying nigga or whatever.
Right.
What happens is there's a lot of people that don't want to take away, they don't want to give people the right to say you're wrong on this and I don't like it. They want to force you to like their point of view. Well, in this case, it's a homophobic point of view. The reasons it's homophobic, in my opinion, one, you're implying weakness to a gay relationship between two straight men. Okay? Because we do know that both of these men for all the way they present to the world are heterosexual men.
Right.
So we are, you're then implying that they're weak. Two, you're, somebody's like, well, it's the king of saying he's your bitch. So basically you're saying in all homosexual relationships, somebody is someone's bitch. That doesn't make sense.
Mm-mm.
That, like, that's also pejorative. Three, if you use the term pejoratively, it's pejorative. This is not rocket science. It's akin to saying, President Obama needs to be more black. Now, is it offensive to say someone is black? No, it's not offensive to say someone's black, and it's by itself. But if I say it as a pejorative way to demean his blackness, guess what, motherfucker? It's now offensive and anti-black to be like, he's not black enough or the right kind of black. It's why a lot of people, a lot of black men specifically, understood the nuance of why Bill Maher was being a dick when he talked about how, I just wish he'd be real black and come out and be like, hey motherfuckers, y'all need to do what I say. And we went, that's kind of racist, Bill Maher, why are you doing that? But Bill Maher would make the same thing. Well, why is it racist? Being black isn't bad. Why would you call it racist? I'm on your side. I have black friends. I have sex with black prostitutes and stuff. Why would you think I'm being a racist? I'm saying it's good to be black. And we all know as black people, nah, you're using a very harmful stereotype. And then you're using it against a man when you're not even in the group. You're not black. And you're telling us who counts as being real black and who's not. With that corny 80s fucking BET Comic View ass, corny ass joke. Right? So yeah, it's homophobic, dog. It's really not two ways to look at the shit. And I saw people being like, and it's just catch 22. They always try to do this logic circle of, well, if I'm liberal and I don't think being gay is a bad thing, then you can't say that I'm dissing the dude because I say he's in a gay relationship. But you're only saying it because you don't like him.
Right.
We didn't say that Obama and the Prime Minister of Canada were in a gay relationship.
Mm-mm.
That wasn't, when you say a bunch of videos from the New York Times floating around, cartoons of them kissing and holding hands and riding in a car, we didn't do that. Why didn't we do that? Oh, because we like them and we don't want to say anything mean about them. So suddenly it never comes up when you like the two people. They were thick as thieves. They work hand in hand. They were allies, and we never fucking had the jokes and the audacity to run out and do that. You know, when Stephen Colbert said that Donald Trump was gonna suck Putin's dick, you know, it's like, it's, yes, it's a colloquial term for being like, one person is subservient to the other, but it is also filled with homophobia, you know, and somewhat to misogyny too. You know, even someone that tried to say like, well, it's like saying, Trump is his bitch. Well, then now it's just misogynistic. Now, I'm not saying you gotta be like, you can't be misogynistic, but you are being misogynistic. Like, you can't say a thing is not happening that I'm watching happen. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can be like, I'm being misogynistic and I'm okay with that. Okay. You know, calling Mike Pence gay is homophobic.
It is.
You know what I'm, it is what it is. These are not debatable concepts. It's just, you don't want to feel like you're being a bad ally when and keep in mind, gay people are telling us this shit is disrespectful. So automatically, if you're not gay, shut the fuck up. You don't get precedent over that. But two, if you're asking the question, then don't get defensive when you get the answer that yes, you're being homophobic. Yes, that is a homophobic trope. To imply weakness is inherent to gay relationships.
To imply less than.
Right. Like, come on, man. It's ridiculous. So, like I said, it's not like I'm saying people can't make these jokes or not. Make the jokes. Just know that when you get critiqued about it and they go, that's kind of a homophobic joke, then you made one and you need to just own up to that shit and live with it. You don't get to tell people, no, it's different when I do it. It's really not. You know, it's really not. So, and people might get offended by it. There's tons of jokes we do on our show every day. I'm like, someone could just pick to be like, I don't like y'all's jokes no more, or I don't think it's funny.
Right.
You know, and they don't have to think it's funny, and they don't have to like our show. They don't have to listen. They don't have to like us. They can be the Cornel West of my Obama if they want to. And it's really, I don't get to control them. I only control what I do. and sometimes I'm gonna fall short of being perfect, quote unquote, like every human being, and sometimes I might get it right or a little closer to right than you know folks want. But yeah, that seems so obvious to me, and I was kind of low-key very disappointed in folks for trying to find a way to be like, nah, it's not homophobic. It's not, right. It's not, it is, and you're comfortable with it.
Yeah, people want to have their cake and eat it too, and you can't.
Yeah, on the show, I make jokes sometimes, and while it's my culture, and I grew up like this, but sometimes I'm like, oh, bitch, please, or whatever. It is misogynistic when I do that.
Mm-hmm, same.
I'm not perfect, you know what I mean? And I'm not striving for perfection either. I'm not going to drive myself crazy. Some shit, I'm going to die, and I'm just going to be like, oh, wow, like, I never got over that hump. Like I always thought that shit was funny.
Right. You know? Like, there's some words that I will forever use, and nigga is going to be one of them, and bitch is going to be one of them. There's some words that I'm like, they just going to stay.
Yeah. Like, they're, like, this shit where it's holding hands and, riding in a car together, Putin without a shirt. Y'all know what y'all doing. Don't try to twist it into some other, like, it's, nah, it's different. No, it's, you're fucking saying, they are gay for each other, and therefore, and especially in the face of a treasonous fucking administration, in a week where this motherfucker basically just went up there and was his puppet, that's what y'all got? That's what you gonna bring out of this? Like, there was so much more that could have been said, and the only thing that got said was, these niggas gay! Which, I mean, on a very basic level does work as a joke. I'm not knocking the, I understand people will always find that quote unquote funny,
mm-hmm.
But it's such a basic ass joke. Like, it's the lowest bar of clearing a joke. So anyway, I couldn't believe, I was reading this shit today. Like, what is happening? Why are y'all pretending that y'all don't understand? This is a very basic thing. And I saw so many people that weren't gay come, and which is a clear sign. And I get so angry because I know gay people was reading that shit, like, I can't even comment.
Right.
Because when you ask a question like that, what you essentially do is throw an alley-oop to homophobic people to come in and be like, nope, all the straight people are right. It's not gay homophobic. It's not gay bashing. You motherfuckers is wrong. Fuck y'all. And then all the people that could speak up to be like, well, I'm gay and it makes me uncomfortable when y'all do that shit. You're silencing them before they can say a fucking word. Before they can even enter the conversation, you got six people in there telling them how they being too sensitive. So what the fuck you expect them to say? And I know niggas that live this life every day. You go to work in an office full of white people who say and do racist, microaggressive type shit, pile on each other, ramp each other up, throw these alley-oops to each other, dunk it, and then you come in the room and you supposed to be like Malcolm X. You got to turn to Malcolm X to get them to turn it off Fox News. And you know what you do? You sit there and you eat your food in the break room and you let them watch Fox News and say that shit. Because you now are outnumbered and the environment is hostile. And to see people foster this environment on social media and shit, it's so fucked up. Google something, read something, educate yourself, and at least know you're being fucked up rather than to pretend that you're being virtuous when you're not. You know, this reframing of bigotry as like the most woke you can be is bullshit. White people do it all the time. I'm so woke, I'm back to being a bigot. Like, nah, nigga, let that shit go. Let that shit go. All right, let's move on. Oh, yeah, let's do this. This could be fun.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. We are playing a game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The kind of game where we read articles from all over the globe and we assign point scores from 0 to 100, intervals of 25 for how much we feel fucked with. Today's contestants, everybody. Papa John's founder accuses the media agency of extorting him over a racial slur. The old Marion Barry excuse. Bitch set me up, huh? Last week, Papa John's founder, John Schnatter, apologized for using a racial slur in a conference call in May. Then he resigned as a chairman of the company's board Wednesday. Although Schnatter has apologized for using the N-word during the call between Papa John's executives and marketing agency, Laundry Service, he is now accusing the company of attempting to extort $6 million from the pizza company. They tried to extort us and we held firm and they took what I said and ran to Forbes. Forbes printed it and went viral. It's ironic. The very thing we tried to avoid was the very thing that happened. Laundry Service immediately responded to HuffPost's request for comment, but the pizza chain issued a press release on Sunday night. Neither of them responded. Okay. Specifically requested that Mr. Schnatter cease all media appearances and not make any further statements to the media regarding the company, its business, or employees.
Right. So he got fired, basically. They like, not only did you step down, we don't want your face here. We don't want you associated with us because you're costing them billions of dollars. Well, millions of dollars. With the M, still a lot of money.
0 to 100.
I give this a smooth 25.
Yeah, I give it 25 as well. But I really want him to just come out and say he was hacked.
He might say that.
Mm-hmm. Papa John's. They gotta change the name.
You know what? They might fucking do that.
Let's see. A judge advances discrimination lawsuit arising from Bill Maher's N-word use. When he said the infamous house nigga line.
Mm-hmm.
There was ATTN is the name of this company. It's a Los Angeles based news site focused on raising social consciousness for millennials. It found itself in deep trouble over an editor fired after leading the charge against Bill Maher's use of the N-word on the HBO series Real Time. Los Angeles Superior Court has ruled that Shanitria Anthony is likely to prevail on her discrimination and retaliation claims. The upstart news company is now heading to a California appeals court for further review. She filed a lawsuit in March against ATTN and its top executives. Maher is an investor in the startup, along with Apple Music, Jimmy Iovine, and Ryan Seacrest. The company has raised nearly $25 million in funding and enjoyed videos earning tens of millions of views. ATTN also partnered with ABC News earlier this year on an hour-long documentary about Parkland, Florida shooting survivors. According to the complaint, after Maher referred to himself as a house nigger, as one does, we've all been there, I'm sure, at your jobs, guys. You're just having a rough day, and next thing you know, you're throwing them N-bombs around the office, and you're looking carried away.
That's part of that. I'm a house nigger.
Mm-hmm. So Anthony organized her African-American co-workers in response to the racial slur. She said she asked the company to hold a meeting to discuss Maher's comments. Subsequently, she said she was subjected to a series of adverse employment actions culminating in her termination. The defendant insists that Anthony's firing had nothing to do with her being vocal around the workplace. ATTN says she was let go as part of a business strategy shift to video. In an anti-slap SLAPP motion, I don't know what that means, the defendant aimed to stop the lawsuit as a frivolous one aimed at its First Amendment activity and unlikely to succeed since it alleges having a legitimate non-retaliatory reason for dismissing her, but the Supreme Court disagreed. Defendants argue that for a news organization, the selection of content editors is an act in furtherance of free speech, and therefore actions which challenge the firing of those editors are within the class of suits protected by the anti-slap law. The court agrees. Having satisfied the first prong of California's law intended to give breathing room to the First Amendment, the analysis then shifts to whether Anthony has a probability of prevailing. In other words, even though the case is in an early juncture, the judge looks at the merits of the claim and will only allow the case to proceed to plaintiff establish a likelihood of success. It is not disputed that the plaintiff is African American, was qualified for a position, and suffered an adverse employment action. Plaintiff's declaration details how she believes she was singled out after raising issues of race in her workplace. This is sufficient other circumstance to suggest a discriminatory motive. Plaintiff has stated and supported a prima facie case for race discrimination. So it's the employer's burden to establish legitimacy of his action. And since they can't say that she wasn't qualified, and suddenly she was fired after saying hey, this dude is racist and we need to talk about it, and he's a big investor in our company, yeah, I can see why she would have a case.
Yeah, a lot of times that should be open and shut. All of a sudden, no problems. Your appraisals is good. You know, you hit all the check marks, but all of a sudden, you're the worst ever. You have all these problems. You have all these issues. A lot of times that shit is just open and shut.
Mm-hmm. 100 from me.
Same.
Black farmers were deliberately sold fake seeds in a scheme to steal their land.
I believe that.
This is not 1917, it's 2017. At the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show in March 2017, African-American farmers believed that the Stein Seed Company purposely sold them fake seeds. Yeah, basically, they received one-tenth of the yield as their white neighbors who bought seeds from the same place. And they had the seeds tested, and they found out that basically they were getting fake seeds. It resulted in millions of dollars in losses. The farmers took their seeds to scientific testing by experts at Mississippi State University. The test revealed the black farmers had not been given quality certified Stein seeds for which they had paid. They believe it was a land grab that was the ultimate motivation of the perpetrators. This is some Queen Sugar shit.
Right.
All we have to do is look at here. 80 years ago, you had a million black farmers. Today, you have less than 5,000. Those individuals didn't buy 16 million acres of land just to let it lay idle. The sons and daughters, the heirs of black farmers, want to farm, just like the sons and daughters of white farmers. 2017, man, this shit is super depressing. So we have to acknowledge that racism is the motivation here, Burrell continued. The farmers have filed a class action lawsuit in the United States District Court for Western Division in Memphis. A state legislator is also seeking an investigation into the scheme. How did you think they wouldn't notice? I noticed only a tenth of my crops is going. Yeah, I guess you just don't know how to farm. Are you using water on them? Yes, bitch, I'm using water. Like a fucking, yes. It must be this new pesticide I got. You use a pesticide? Motherfucker, I know how to farm. I mean, you only got a tenth of the seed. I don't know, only tenth of your shit blowing off. Right. I mean,
so they didn't give them all fake seeds, but they gave them a lot of fake seeds.
Maybe the land is bad. You should just maybe sell it for half the price.
Right.
Fuck out of my face. 100.
Same.
The U.S. reopens Emmett Till investigation almost 63 years after his murder. Now, maybe it's because the woman who lied did an interview admitting that she lied finally. But I trust this department.
Me either. Keep close.
I'm not saying those. This one, like the way he fucked on. Pardon, like I'm getting like a dead black dude. Was like, good number in 19. He didn't commit. I pardon this man right now.
Some shit going in, remember her and other people. But I'm gonna keep real. I will be fucking. I rather you not open it up. You roboting.
I'll refresh.
Yeah, cause I will be highly upset. I'm not even gonna lie. I will be twice. Don't do it. If y'all not doing this to hold that woman accountable, why are we opening this up?
Yeah, but maybe they are doing it to hold her accountable.
But see, that goes a trust thing for me. I don't trust
it. Right, but you won't trust it until after the thing is over anyway.
Well, I don't trust it regardless, so.
I mean, but if it's over and they convict her, then what?
That's a whole nother thing, but it's just.
Right, that can only happen if they open it up.
That's true too. So for me, it's a conundrum, because I'm like, if you open it up and you don't charge, I'm be mad. Don't waste my time. You know, don't take that family through that again.
We agree. I will be mad if that happens. I agree. I do think it's worth the risk.
Okay, and like I said, I don't trust white folks. So I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm just keeping it real with my heart. I'm like, I don't want to take that heartbreak again. I don't want you bringing this back up and having people talk about it on social media, having people be ignorant and spew all this bullshit for you to turn around and not do nothing. Like I said, it's a conundrum for me, because it's one of those things where as a black person, we go through so much, and you're like, well, if y'all going to reopen this, do it right. If you're not going to do it right, just don't do it at all.
Yeah, I'm thinking of it differently than you. When I say I don't trust just the Justice Department and Jeff Sessions, I think they're reopening it so they can get more coverage to then be racist now. So what I worry about is not this one. They don't care about this old white woman,
right? And that's my point. They don't give a fuck.
But also I do care. I do give a fuck.
I do too.
I want this bitch to go to jail, right? So it can only happen this way, Karen. There's not another way it can happen. She did the interview. There's now new evidence. Her own words used against her. I would love to see her go to jail or die in court. Have her name and her family's name tarnished. I'd love that. You know, that being said, I didn't think he would use the quote unquote, like, use this the way that they use all their one-off rulings where they're like, yeah, we're going to defend this trans child who was beaten at school. We're going to take up this case in the Justice Department. So then you can take away trans protections for people in a mass level while pretending to care about individual cases. That's what I worry about. So when I say I don't trust it, so far that seems to be the game plan. Oh, I pardoned this black man, but I also pardoned Joe Apario. I also pardoned Dinesh D'Souza. I'm also passing, I also advocated for laws that make drug dealers go to prison for life. I also told the police, if you have to knock somebody upside the head, my administration will have your back. So that's why I don't trust it, you know? But yeah, I just know that this will be used as a "see, he's not racist" thing. And so ultimately, you know, I still kind of come around to your point of if you're just gonna use it to harm us, then I'm fucked with by it regardless of the intent or the result. But if this woman does go to prison, I will be happy, and I'm not gonna lie about that.
All right. Okay. Okay, so that's the thing, we agree on that point. And I think with the climate that we're in and just people just dealing with so much stuff, it's like,
what if we lose?
Right.
Yeah. And then it's even worse. And I agree.
Yeah. And that's the part I don't want to deal with. I don't want to see my social media go into fucking flames because you're bringing this shit up. You know, it's like people just arguing and fussing and fighting. Well, I don't know. And they bought up some new shit. You know, how do we know the men really did it? Did the little boy die? You know, how do we know black people didn't do it? You know, just bullshit like that, that I know I just don't. My heart just would not be able to take it, you know, because it's one of these things where I understand this country and I understand that it's sad, but for some shit, we just ain't gonna get no justice, you know, and I know that's where you get, people don't want to hear that, but it's like, well, damn, I want justice. I would love for justice, but if you reopening this case means we're not going to get justice on the end, we already knew we weren't gonna get justice. Don't reopen that wound just to go through this process again on social media age, just for us not to get fucking justice again, and just for you to turn around and be like, well, we cared. Bitch, you didn't care before, and you don't goddamn care now, so why take us through this again?
Yeah I mean, they already have her word, so I'm with it. Open this shit back up, put her in jail. Anyway, I'm still 100 fuck with, because like I said, regardless of how it turns out, it's gonna still end up being used against black people in America. And ultimately, I won't say it's the only thing that matters, because that's not true. If she goes to jail, I will care. I'm not even gonna sit up here and pretend like I won't. If she goes to jail, I might cry, because it's a long time fucking coming, but nobody went to jail for that shit.
Mm-mm.
And it's not right, and it's not okay. You know, yeah, so it's a lot. It definitely fucks with me too. But it's 100.
Right. Yeah. And it's just one of the things where, particularly after we went to DC and went through the museum and things like that, like,
I looked at the picture of the body and stuff.
Right. Like for real though, like once you go through that process and you begin to analyze it and you begin to look through the history and you begin to, particularly if you go back through your history, I know I've kind of talked about this before, particularly when you go back through your history and you see pictures of people hanging and, you know, and all that shit, and the white people staring and all that shit, you go, oh no, this country is fucked up, you know, as a whole. And I still have hope that it can change, but as things go on, you get to the point where you're like, hey, when it come to white folks individually, y'all cool, as a group and the record label and the crew, y'all fucked up.
The thing though is, And I was talking to a friend that has more knowledge of the inner workings of the Justice Department than I do. And she was like, it doesn't work the way people think. Like, Jeff Sessions doesn't sit at a desk and go over every decision. Like, there's still good people within that Justice Department that do have pull, that do want to do their job. The problem is at the head of it, you still have these fucking bigots, you know? And ultimately, I will never trust them. Not that I ever really trusted the Justice Department, but, you know, it was better under Holder than I've seen it before. It was better under Loretta Lynch, even though still, you know, lacking in many areas. So, I mean, it's obviously the United States Justice Department. It's not like I'm sitting around like, let me go get my United States Justice Department t-shirt. Like, these niggas obviously preside over a corrupt country in general. But maybe it's the petty in me. If this bitch goes to jail, I'm fine. I don't care. And I'm not even gonna sit up here and act like if that shit happens, I'm gonna be like, well, you know what? I don't even care because, no, set your old ass in jail and I hope you fucking die in there. Cause I do have that petty part of me, that puritanical part of me that I'm still angry. You know, when I seen his body, I felt sadness, but I also felt rage. And I'm not, I'm never gonna be over that shit. So she need to go to jail. She need to feel how I felt. She need to be impotent in that cell. And I don't care if she's old and somebody's grandma. She ain't my grandma. You lying ass. You knew all this time, you know? So anyway, I definitely feel you though. It's super complicated and
right. It's like
it's
a catch 22, yeah. You know, because yes, I'm like you.
And I will be heartbroken if they don't convict her. But I won't be heartbroken if she dies before they can put her in jail. That part won't bother me either. Like, die, bitch. Bye. The world is a better place. But, yeah, I would be heartbroken if somehow she escapes justice again because they go to trial and say, we still can't prove nothing. You're right. I would definitely be hurt. So,
and like I said, that's it. Because it's an emotional roller coaster. It is literally an emotional. And my thing is, you ain't talking about, not trying to be funny, you ain't talking about, you're talking about a case that majority of black people know, like this ain't something that happened in certain parts of, no, this is a story even then everybody across the country talked about. Children learned about this in school. So you're talking about a lot of people that probably wouldn't even follow any other case would be following this bitch.
Yeah, well, the way my petty is set up, I hope she goes to jail. I don't give a fuck. I mean, but for the record, I'd also celebrate if she got hit by a car crossing the street. So, like, maybe don't take my word for it. Like, maybe, if Zimmerman got shot, sign me up with Jay-Z on the streets. Is the streets will be back alive if he get caught. Like,
I won't shed a tear.
I'm not some angel with this shit, and I'm not one of these, like, the death penalty is so wrong that I can never want to see somebody die. I'm not that person, so. You know, sorry to let folks down, but some of these motherfuckers need to die and the earth would be better if they wasn't here. And she is one of them. I don't give a fuck how old she gets. She be 99 on her deathbed and the second her last breath go, it's going to be a better world. So anyway, still 100 though. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. Cause that was definitely a different angle than I was thinking. And you right. If that motherfucker get off, ooh. The rage inside.
That, you know, and that would be a riot. And
why don't ever dox people like that? I'm sorry. You know what? Let's just move on.
Right. You know, and I know we need to move on, but it's also one of those things where, you know, it more and more thinking about it, you know, a lot of people, you know, if you're old enough to remember Rodney King, you remember how people act a fool? Imagine the whole country just being mad and very angry, you know, and upset at a verdict like that, like that happening now, it would be a completely different thing. So that, and a completely different monster. So, you know, because back then you didn't have social media and all that type of stuff. So, you know, yeah, it's one of the things where for me, like I said, I do want her to go to jail and I do want justice. But right now we ain't getting none now. And if we turn around and still don't get none, mm-mm.
Nah, I feel you. Like I said, we can only know if they try.
So. Correct. And I agree.
You know, I'm with them trying even, and then we'll see what happens. All right. Guess the race time.
Now that it's time for some guess the race. That's right, it's guest stories time. Now that it's time for some guest stories. That's right, it's guest stories time. Ba-dum-bum. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all the podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe, and we asked our contestants today, Karen, in the chat room to guess the race. And everybody playing is races. Mm-hmm. All right. Story number one. These men were promised anonymous sex, and they wound up on a porn site instead.
Oh, shit.
The men thought they were going to a South Miami Dade house for casual and clandestine tryst with a bored housewife. Once there, the men agreed to be blindfolded and for sex acts to be performed on them. What the victims did not know, federal agents say, is that the supposed housewife was a cross-dressing man named Brian Denou Moistier. And he was uploading videos to a porn website and charging users to view them.
And that's a problem. Let me know.
Right. And that's the crime. Yeah, Karen. That's why I'm reading it in the guest of race. It's a crime.
Yes.
Federal agents.
Let me know.
What you gonna say that when we do it? The next one is about murder. And that's a problem. Okay? You're killing people.
You're right. That's the
problem. That's why you're in this section. Federal agents late Tuesday arrested Demostier, 33, of Homestead, and charged him with five counts, charges related to operating his website called Straight Boys with a Z, which promised gay men videos of real straight men being kind and accepting sex acts, all while blindfolded or wearing blacked out goggles.
Ooh, and
that's some claw shit.
Yeah, and you're probably gonna go into more, but there's probably other victims that they probably gonna have to go and find and all that shit too.
Well, let's see. Investigators believe Demoistier ran the website for at least 4 years.
A lot of victims.
Only men could have this happen to us.
Only
this is the power of having a penis. It's
yes,
really, it really is to our detriment that we have these penises. We are not. It's kind of ridiculous.
4 years.
Like, I'm not trying to victim blame, but our penises are a fucking problem because we just make the dumbest decisions based off of what
age don't matter.
What makes a penis feel good? And age does matter because before puberty, it's not this bad.
It's not this bad.
It's after puberty. It's just
right.
Like,
That's what I meant.
I think I'm gonna walk into this spider's web. You're like, why would you do that? Penis says it's a good idea.
Yeah, pussy over there.
Although the website, I'm not even saying pussy because you can have a penis. And you know what I'm saying, wanna like fuck other dudes.
Correct.
You know? I don't know how it is for trans women and the whole penis thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works, to be honest.
Me either.
So I'm just gonna leave that out of the equation. But cis
I just joke for straight men going, yeah.
Cis het men and cis, I guess, homo men. I've never heard that term before, but motherfuckers that are using them penises on the reg, we all have blinders on when it comes to certain shit.
You're putting it in a hole.
And if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably too fucking, like a glory hole is never worked the other way. There's never been a hole in the wall where women was like, a person sticks their dick through and 50 women come to this one place to fuck this dick.
Never.
But men will be like, 50 of us will go fuck this one hole in the wall. Well, we don't know what's on the other side, but
never.
50 men will sign up in a room to do some shit like that.
Never, because women go, oh, y'all, I get smacked in the face with it all the time, whether I want to or not.
Well, the dick market, it's definitely a buyer's market. It's
yeah, it is.
Anyway.
Not a seller's market.
Although the website is no longer in operation, many of the videos are still viewable on other adult websites. Agents are still trying to figure out how many of the people depicted on the site may be victims, never knowing their rendezvous were being recorded and uploaded to the web. Yeah, and if you weren't blurring out faces and shit, you know, that means these motherfuckers are out there for real. You put it behind a paywall, but in the porn game on the internet, paywall don't mean shit.
No, it don't.
People steal from those sites to put it on the free sites all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Not to mention a lot of people are advertised by putting clips and shit and then being like, click this to go pay for my site. Well, guess what? The clip probably got these people's real faces and shit on there.
Mm-hmm.
According to a law enforcement document obtained by the Miami Herald, agents believe Denou Moistier, I keep leaving a syllable out. He poses a real heterosexual.
You're about to say, what's Moistier?
He poses a real heterosexual female and posts the ads on Craigslist seeking fleeings at her house near Homestead Reserve Air Base. When the men asked for assurances that there were no cameras, he assured them that she's married to someone in the army and she would never photograph or video them. The document reads, in actuality, however, Denoumoistier is video and audio taping the entire sexual encounter. The investigation was conducted by agents from U.S. Homeland Security Investigations. Damn. Denoumoistier.
Probably because they're getting them army people. I'm a man.
Mm-hmm. Was charged with 2 counts of illegal interception of oral communication and 3 counts recording keeping record keeping violations. He has mounting legal roles. Earlier this month, he was arrested and charged with unlawful sex with a minor.
Oh!
He had his first appearance in federal court in Miami on Wednesday on the latest charges. He has a bond hearing set on Tuesday. According to a police arrest report, police found Denoumoistier with an underage boy at a hotel in Homestead. The young man had been reported missing. He spent 2 days drinking, drugging, and having sex with the teen. There were leather handcuffs, sex lubricant, and a leather whip in plain view in the room. Jesus, open and shut case. Oh, guess the race.
White.
Karen's going with white.
The Moistay is white.
The new Moistay. Let's take the chat room and see what they believe. The Moistay, the better white. White privilege means you have to get your thrills where you can. Horny honky. This one says white come up. Aww. Come is spelled how you guys think it's spelled out there. Queer eye for the straight guy. White 4 years, he white mischief, dicking down the mail. White all of it. White privilege transcends so much. Pretty boy white. The correct answer is, I don't know, this motherfucker is brown of some type, but he look like a white passing Latinx person. I don't even know what category to put it in. I'm just gonna give everyone the correct answer. Y'all get a free space in bingo.
Thank you.
Like, this shit confused me. Let me see if it let me know if it shows up in the screen.
Okay.
Cause I think my computer's moving a little slow right now, but yeah, that shit, that's some wild shit. And like, how is he keeping them from finding out? I mean, I guess right. The goggles, but like, he must have had a lot of. I don't even know. I don't know how he was getting, like. He had the game locked up somehow, cause
they guarantee you wigs and everything.
Yeah, and that's so dangerous to do to people. You know, particularly men, we just talked about that gay panic defense shit. Who knows what the fuck they could have got away with doing to him? Like, that's some bold ass shit. And then to sell it and put him behind it. Wow. Just wow. All right. Police. A man was arrested after calling 911 to find out if he had any warrants.
I won't know if I got any warrants, y'all.
Well, you do now.
You're right, because we on our way.
A Louisiana man is behind bars after dialing 911 to check if there were any active warrants for his arrest.
You do know there's other ways you could do that, right?
According to WGNO, Christian Palacios, 24, placed the call just after 10 p.m. July 16th. He reportedly told officers responding to his call that he knew the difference between an emergency call and a non-emergency call. Palacios is now charged with unlawful use of the 911 system, the Thibodaux Police department said. The violation carries up to a $500 fine and as much as 30 days in parish jail. Guess the race of Christian Palacios.
Hispanic of some type.
Okay, let's check the chat room.
He brown.
Okay, well, he said Hispanic, we'll go with that. Latinx, says Charlene. Latinx, 911 is a joke. Hispanic, Latinx, I thought I was calling information. Latinx, everybody's going with that. Only nigga getting charged with calling 911, also black. Okay, call police and got arrested for non-emergency call, black. I'm going white. Negroes know how warrants work. He Latinx. The correct answer is, And Karen,
mm-hmm.
you got it correct. He is Lieutenant. Some of y'all, many of you missed it.
Oh, somebody said he pressed 9 for Espanol.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the bonus round. Where's my bonus round music?
The points and the race. Double the points and the race.
That's right. Double the points, double the race for the bonus round against the race. So far, Karen is 2 for 2. Woo-hoo! Can she finish it off with a rare 3 for 3 from Karen?
I'ma try.
Let's find out. A paraplegic man zip tied, stun gun, and shot at a stripper who rejected his demand for sex.
Oh, okay.
A man paralyzed from the waist down, allegedly zip-tied and stun-gunned a stripper who took cash to come to his home, but then refused to have sex with him. The suspect identified as, why is this ad popping up?
It was, she got the shock of her life. She was like, oh, he was like, oh, you think?
That was the shock of her life. Mm-hmm. It was a taser.
See, she messed around, didn't realize he had a leg up on her.
Karen, that's so.
I guess she thought she could outrun him.
Karen, what are you doing? I'm not even playing it no more. Now you're just being ableist. Not doing it. You could have said it was a stunning development. But that's it. That's all I'm giving you.
I bet you she thought she could have moved out the way.
That's not even a good.
Because he can't move from the waist down.
He still has a wheelchair.
Yes, but I bet you she probably wish her legs would have moved her out the way though.
Somebody's gonna call right up here about this, and I'm not gonna say shit. I'm just gonna let them cook.
Y'all know I ain't shit.
Okay. When I'm reading some long ass fucking email on Saturday, just remember I'm not saying nothing.
There's 2 pages.
I'm not Angela Rye to this bullshit. This is on you by yourself. You know it's fucked up. Anyway, the suspect identified as Johnny Thompson, 31, later used a handgun to fire 2 shots at her. Police say Thompson lived at home with his parents. With his parents? What? Where were they at during this? He was charged with false imprisonment and aggravated assault. He pulled out a handgun and a taser and coerced her back to his back bedroom. Coerced? That seems like kidnapping. That seems like a stronger term for being forced to go to a room at gunpoint than coerced. Coerced seems like, baby, please, why don't you come to my room?
Nah. At gunpoint, that's usually change the scenario.
What are you talking about? It was in the title. It was in the title. You can't pretend that you didn't know how serious this was. You made those jokes on purpose. You need to live with it.
I am living with it.
So yeah, he fired 2 shots at her. He pulled out a handgun and a taser, coerced her back to his bedroom where he had video cameras set up and computers.
Oh!
He forced her to take her clothes off. Yo, he was really trying to go to prison. Like, you're filming evidence of you forcing her to do this. He used a wheelchair to get around. He then zip tied the woman's ankles and demanded her to have sex with him. When the woman refused, he shot her with a taser twice in the chest. She fought her captor who then fired two handgun shots at her. Police said the woman eventually pushed him out of the room, cut herself free, called 911 before escaping out of a window. Officers discovered her partially dressed, the taser prong still stuck in her chest. Ouch. Thompson claimed that he acted in self-defense and the dancer went crazy. You know how women be tripping. They so emotional. Y'all understand.
But you got shit on film, though.
Right. He got video cameras set up, zip ties. Why would you have zip ties on her ankles if you fucking... Oh, this motherfucker. Another exotic dancer filed an assault report against him 3 months ago.
Police this believe this his thing.
Police believe there may be more victims and asked him to come forward. He may even like lure him there with, under the guise of "I'm in a wheelchair. What can I possibly do?" And he put out a fucking gun.
Can't fuck them up, right?
I'm trying to get and keep a dangerous individual off the streets. Topaz told the news station he's challenging their lives. Thompson was booked in the county sheriff's office Tuesday and later released, according to jail records. Karen, guess the race, and then I'm gonna go to the next session and have the rest of y'all guess the race.
What was his name again?
His name is Johnny Thompson.
Johnny Thompson is a Negro.
All right, let me go to the next.
Here's what has me fired up. A hard turn to the right for the Supreme Court. A fierce
what is this? I don't know.
Why did that take so long to start playing?
Sound like a hard turn to the right.
Mm-hmm. I know there's some kind of wheelchair joke in there that you want to make, but don't. Just let it go. All right, we're back and I'll put you on screen, but guess the race, chat room. I'll read your guesses as I get Karen back on screen. There we go. So Karen went with black. All right, let's see what these guys have to say in the chat room. Black, says June. She's the only one. Okay, this is a white boy. Who else can get away with this in their mama's house? He shot her because she's a blood and he's a Crip. Black.
Oh.
He'll have, how to get it, Evie. I see what you just did there. He'll have the best parking spot in jail, white. Uses It's Lit authentically black. I can't feel my legs and neither can she after being tased, black. God damn it, y'all. Black. Y'all, what is happening right now?
I'll tell you. No, me and
the
chat
room.
This is
the kind of show that I have. I'm stressing
about
y'all.
Ain't none of shit.
Anyway, he was black.
Oh, and somebody said white. Oh my goodness, what is happening here, sir? I mean, she literally yanked his wig on the way out, didn't she?
Why are you so good at these jokes, Karen? What's happening today? What's going on with these puns? You look too good at these.
I look too good.
You been practicing?
I got it from you, Mom. I learned from you.
I didn't teach you how to be ableist. This is all you, buddy. All right. Let's just get out of here before we get canceled.
I know.
Listen, we get canceled, it's all gonna be your
it's
fault.
It's gonna be my fault. I'm sorry, y'all. If the show get, I apologize in advance.
I didn't approve.
But y'all know y'all laughed.
None of these jokes are approved by me, guys. I was not making them. A Virginia man dies after accidentally stabbing himself with a sword.
Oh. Somebody said they're gonna have to replace me with Nick Jude. That's gonna be my co-host replacement.
I had to figure something out. I'll miss you when you're gone, but I would definitely Anthony
Camilla. R.I.P. Karen.
I would Anthony Camilla you so the show keeps going. 28-year-old Newport man has died after accidentally stabbing himself with a sword. Newport News police said the incident occurred Sunday at the man's house. Witnesses say the man, whose identity was not released, was walking down the stairs with the sword in his hands and he accidentally plunged it into his groin area.
Oh!
Police responded to the house around 4:40 p.m. He was pronounced dead about 45 minutes later. That's right. You can kill yourself with a sword by accident. In the groin. Stabbed himself right in the penis and died. What an idiot. And that's why we don't need it, guys.
That's why you don't need it.
All right, someone said he fell on that sword. He did. He fell on his own sword. All right, guys, that's it. We'll be back if we can come back Saturday. I don't know. depends on what the feedback look like. I don't.
If we don't get canceled,
there's a whole bunch of long ass letters about Karen and her rant. I don't know. we might just never come back. All right, y'all, until then, I guess I still love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.